It's time for our latest installment of Beats Me. It's the series that gives you the chance to ask questions that our beat reporters then tackle. Today, our environmental reporter, Susan Bentz, takes a question about the urban canopy.
Milwaukee has hundreds and thousands of trees, many of them in county parks. Bayview resident Steve Oley loves them. It's one of the reasons he moved to Milwaukee.
I tend to be a tree hugger.
No.
Seriously. But I do that early in the morning.
So it's no surprise that Steve lives across from a sea of trees in Humboldt Park in the heart of Bayview. That's where I met him to hear his Beats Me question.
What's the state of Milwaukee's trees?
Okay.
I know some ash trees have come down in the last couple of years because of the emerald ash borer.
The faint voice you hear belongs to Ramsey Radakovich. He's a certified arborist and now directs land resources for Milwaukee County Parks. As a fledgling employee in 1999, Radakovich said he spent most of his time up in the trees, pruning, tending, and you can see as he admires the trees surrounding us.
We got a fair amount of beech in this park, a lot of oaks.
That's where he'd like to be right now. But back to business. Radakovich says nearly 25% of the trees in all Milwaukee County parks are ash.
About 356,000 ash trees throughout our 15,000 acres, 150 parks.
And they are aggressively under attack by an invading beetle called the emerald ash borer. It was first discovered in Michigan near Detroit in the summer of 2002. Today, it's found in 33 states and 3 Canadian provinces and has killed hundreds of millions of ash trees in North America. In Milwaukee County, Radakovich says,
we're losing ash trees.
The only way to stop the ash borer is to treat the tree, commonly by injecting a special insecticide into it.
We are treating trees in Humboldt Park.
5 of the remaining 26 ash trees in the park. With so many trees to tend to, Radakovich is forced to be selective. He follows this protocol when deciding which ash to treat. Safety comes first, followed by environmental function. That means the importance of the tree to its surroundings. And only after that comes aesthetics.
But to a lot of park goers, aesthetics is number one. But ultimately, the way we look at it is, if you can't have a safe park because trees are falling down around you, you know, aesthetics kind of have to sit.
When trees have to be removed, Radakovich says it's important to replace them with a variety of species.
We're taking into account global climate change and global warming. So we are looking at southern species that kind of adapt, that we're trying to kind of add more of those types of species.
Such as chinkapin oak, sycamore, and redbud. But Radakovich isn't able to replace every lost tree with a new one. Since 2016 in Humboldt Park alone, 56 trees had to be removed. The majority of them were ash. Radakovich says park friends make a difference.
Because of the Humboldt Park friends, we've done annual plantings with Earth Day and Arbor Day around here. But when you start taking out bigger trees, even one tree to replace it is not going to make up for that.
Ash aren't the only trees Radakovich tends, and there are times he bends his urban forestry rules. We found that out when Beats Me question asker Steve Oley wondered about a favorite tree in a park a mile east of here.
That beautiful tree that was in South Shore Park, I think it was the
European Beach?
The beach, yeah. Yep. Copper Beech.
The tree stood regally, from its massive gnarled trunk to its widely outstretched limbs, for well over a century. Ramsey Radakovich calls it one of Milwaukee County's historic trees. It even had its own plaque, proclaiming it Wisconsin's largest specimen.
It's a champion copper beech that was recognized by the state of Wisconsin. We started noticing a little bit of decline.
Radakovich tried to save the tree.
We tried to do some remediation of the soil amendments for nutrients, some vertical mulching in there and some organic teas to try to kind of help revive it and see what it can do.
But the efforts failed. People who loved the tree mourned it when it came down. Radakovich said admirers got to take home chunks of the beech.
Basically what we decided to do is we kind of cut off cookies for remembrance so people can kind of either make stuff and kind of offer that to the community.
Do you have any extras for Steve?
We might.
Radakovich can't bring back that particular tree Steve loved, but asks,
did we answer all your questions?
Oh yeah. The main one I really was most interested in, what's your view of this, the state of the city, state of the county, state of the area in terms of trees? Yeah. You sound pretty hopeful.
Yeah, I mean, so it's just, even though we're not in a place where we want to be right now.
Bottom line, like if Radakovich were in charge of the universe, kind of he would grant every tree a long, healthy life. Tree lover Steve Oley would do the same.
But I feel optimistic again.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
It allows us to lead in the direction where we should be going, and we can make that determination and also understand that, okay, we're deficient here, or we need to do some work, we can do that.